2 kilometers away, in the cockpit of Cryptic Warning, Fardon suddenly straightened in his seat and paled. Hara looked over at him.
What's the matter?
Father?
They rested for a minute on the sand, turned toward the camp and away from the dark man's body. Alana in Leia's lap. Angie grooming herself a meter away. Alana leaned in against her grandmother.
I had to. It's what the dream showed me. I didn't understand them at first. Not until a minute ago, but it had to be me.
I understand.
You're not mad?
I'm not mad.
Then there were drops like rain falling on Alana's face. She wiped them away.
Grandma, why are you crying?
Because it's too soon, sweetie. Too soon for this sort of thing to happen to you.
I'm all right.
Alana held up the remote.
We have to get the bomb out of C-3PO.
Yes, we do.
Leia pulled out her comlink.
And we need to get back to camp. There may be more Sith out here.
A few minutes later, they re-entered camp, walking slowly. Javon and his core group of troopers, stone-faced, rejoined and escorted them. The camp was very active. Crowds from the gathering at the center were now dispersing, talking, embracing, quarreling. Leia received a call on her comlink. She listened to it, and her face fell. She led them all in a change of direction. Alana looked up at her.
What is it?
I'm so sorry, sweetie. I had to tell people about the bomb in 3PO. They've taken him off into the desert and disarmed him. He's safe. But the Hapen security people, an assassination attempt on the Queen Mother. Her security detail insisted, and she doesn't have any official reason to linger.
They came to a stop at an intersection of lanes between tents and waited as a party passed by. The Hapen Consortium party, headed back to the landing craft. Alana looked among all the veiled faces. Took only a moment to find her mother's. Tenel Ka was staring straight at her as well, pride and sorrow visible in her eyes. Alana raised a hand, gave her mother a tiny wave. Then the Hapens went past and were gone.